Before we get into today's podcast, I would first like to acknowledge the Bidjigal and Gadigal people, the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast was recorded today, and pay my respects to their elders, past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people listening to this podcast. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, the Block already has plans to head back to the country in 2024. Jackie O Henderson has addressed those rumours about being the Bachelorette's leading lady, and Married at First Sight's Evelyn Ellis is tipped for a huge career move. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. The Block 2023 hasn't even hit the small screen yet, but the creators are reportedly eyeing another rural location for the 2024 season. In case you missed it, The Block last year, dubbed Tree Change, was the first ever season of the hit renovation show to be set in regional Victoria. And while the success of that series is questionable, you might remember that only a fraction of the houses sold at the auction, The Block is poised for another stint in bumfuck nowhere. According to the Herald Sun, the show's creators have been scoping out land in and around Daylesford in Victoria's Hepburn Shire. Just under an hour and a half from Melbourne, the lifestyle haven will reportedly feature five block homes on three-quarter acre blocks. Channel 9 has not confirmed the rumours though, telling the publication that they don't speculate on the location of future series of The Block. Despite this, the Herald Sun claims the series will start production earlier than past iterations, with filming slated to kick off in February next year. Jackie O Henderson has addressed rumours that she's touted to be the leading lady of The Bachelorette. As they always do ahead of a new Batchy season, whispers have started circulating about who will star in the sinking ship that is The Bachelorette, aka the show that didn't even get a run in 2022. Woman's Day kicked off the goss, claiming that Jackie was ready for her close-up and keen to jump back into the dating game after splitting from her hubby Lee in 2018. An insider told The Mag that the Kiss FM mainstay was asking her mate and 2017 Bachelorette, Sophie Monk, for advice ahead of filming. Now, Jackie originally said that the rumours were utter bullshit earlier this week. However, she's already backtracked and dished that she actually was offered the gig. Who would have thought it? Revisiting the topic yesterday on her radio show, Jackie admitted that Channel 10 reached out to her to ask if she'd actually consider The Bachelorette. She explained, "It came through my manager and I said, absolutely not. No way I would ever do something like that. It is great for your entertainment, but what about me?" Adding that she didn't want to be faced with a bunch of gronks, the 48-year-old said that the network tried to get her to name her price, but lo and behold, she's not interested. She explained, "Nothing. I wouldn't do it. I just would not do it. Not The Bachelorette. They are just making TV in the end, and you are just going to get gronks, get weirdos. I just don't think it's for me." And I mean, she's not wrong. Married at First Sight breakout star Evelyn Ellis is set for a massive career move. Since appearing in The Marriage Experiment as an intruder, the 27-year-old has been on the up and up, from cementing herself as a feminist icon to launching her romance with her co-star Duncan James. Now, it's been reported that Evelyn is tipped to be Channel 9's new darling. According to Yahoo Lifestyle, the anointment comes after impressing the network's bosses and audiences across Australia and the UK. A TV insider said that 9 is keen to keep Evelyn in the family and really champion her moving forward. They dished, "She's popular, relatable, and has always dreamed of working in TV, so now it's just a matter of developing her skills and finding the right opportunities. This could be anything from hosting segments on Today Extra to landing her own digital series or even appearing on Celebrity Apprentice if they bring it back." The source added, "There's a lot of possibilities and it's all very exciting for her." Now, Evelyn is certainly not the first MAFS participant to receive the VIP treatment from Channel 9. Martha Kalafatidis, one of the biggest stars to come out of the show, has been kept in the family for quite some time now. Following on from her stint on the show back in 2019, the mum of one competed on Celebrity Apprentice 2 years later. Her co-stars Jules Robinson and Cam Merchant later made their TV marriage official in a televised wedding special on A Current Affair. Meanwhile, controversial 2022 bride Domenica Colaco hosted a digital series for 9 last year, in which she interviewed other MAFS stars about their time on the show. Yahoo's insider said that Evelyn is super duper keen on reaching peak influencer status, so much so that she's recruited one of Australia's top publicists, Jai Evans. She's also signed with Australia's leading influencer and creator agency, Max Connectors. They also represent Martha, 2022 bride Ella Ding, as well as influencers Tammy Hembro and Jade Tunchi. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. For more tea, please head on over to our website, sodramaticonline.com. And in between episodes, you can find us on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by searching So Dramatic Online. I'll see you guys back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.